part of my life. I love seeing new places, meeting new people, and performing all over the world. For energy on the go, for me, it's 5-Hour Energy. It works fast, works long, and it tastes good. With zero sugar and 4 calories. Try it. It could work for your on-the-go life, too. 5-Hour Energy. Energy on the go. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Amazing. It's kind of like being showered with cash from above, which would also be pretty amazing. It's so amazing that millions of people a year are getting their cash back matched. They just can't get enough. So whether it's raining down on your head or raining into your bank account, it's your cash back, and Discover is matching it. Discover Cash Back Match. What are you waiting for? Learn more at discover.com/match.
CBS Tonight has all new comedy starting with The Neighborhood. And from Chuck Lorre comes the new comedy, Bob Hart's Abishola.
You're on a break.
We have 28 minutes.
Sounds like speed date.
This is not a date.
Okay, 27 minutes.
Then, she's LA's newest superior court judge.
You're going to be one of those creative judges.
You say it like it's a bad thing.
All Rise, followed by a new bull, CBS Tonight.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly 3 decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace logs, Crosby hardwired them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Join News Talk 93.1 on the midway at the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show.
join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark and Jack Campbell. In a moment, we'll be joined by Jenny Dodson. You might know her as Jenny Johnston. Before we get into all that, time for the latest name in the name game, Jack. So, without further ado,
let's... Are you saying this with bated breath?
I suppose you could say that. I'm not sure what that means.
Never understood that.
Is it
bad breath?
Is it like panting? Well, bad breath, and you got me. But anyway, Melissa Whitehead. Melissa Whitehead, you need to call 396-5477 within the hour. Again, Melissa Whitehead, call 396-5477 for your chance to qualify to win. Well, this week we're giving away a one-hour relaxation massage with aromatherapy every month for a year. So if your name is drawn, if you qualify, Melissa, 396-5477, call within an hour, you'll be qualified to win one hour massage a month for a year from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, an incredible prize from an incredible sponsor. So again, Melissa Whitehead, call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to be a big winner in the Blue Water Broadcasting name game. So without also further ado, welcome to the program, Jenny Dodson.
Hello, Joey. Hello, Jack.
Hey, Jenny. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
We're all right.
And, we're talking off air.
Yeah.
Y'all in particular have both had y'all's medical battles here in the last few years, for sure. Sharing war stories, so to speak.
Yeah, it's about.
I've, of course, been affected by cancer in my life, and a lot of folks know that story. Not personally, but with my mother. And you have a great cause here, Jenny, that you want to talk about, an organization you're a part of with Women of Hope.
I do. Actually, Women of Hope were the first people to bring me a care package at work. I didn't even know they existed.
Right.
But it's called Women of Hope, and they have their annual signature fundraising luncheon once a year. They only do it once a year, and it's at the Embassy Suites Hotel a week from today.
Okay.
And doors open at 11, and lunch is served at 11:30. Carol Golson is a breast cancer survivor, so she's going to be speaking at that. But it's basically a support group of women.
Right.
They'll go to treatment with you if you don't have anybody to be there with you. They'll bring you meals, care packages, and they have support group meetings. I think it's just once a month on the third Tuesday of every month at Fraser.
Okay.
That's really neat.
Yeah. My oncologist is going to be speaking. It's the next day, actually, Tuesday.
And you're at 3 years in remission now?
Yes.
Coming up on
I will be 3 years in remission December 9th. Two more months and I'll be 3 years in remission. And the five-year mark is the big golden year, because 90% of the women or people who have had cancer, it won't recur. You have like an 85% chance of it not recurring you make the five-year mark.
So who's the oncologist who's going to speak?
Stephen Davidson.
Oh, yeah.
He is really...
Yeah.
He was my doctor and awesome.
I met him and his wife at some event not long ago.
He's very genuine, too. What you see is what you get. He is... I mean, the first time I met with him after the diagnosis, which I got the call at work. So I met with him for like an hour and a half. My mom was there and Rad was there. All I remember is stage 3 breast cancer and chemotherapy. That's all I remember.
And everything else is a blur.
He recorded it on his phone, and my sister's an oncology nurse, so took it back to her, and she was taking notes and telling me what he meant by this and what he meant by that, and... So when I got the call at work, that's the call. That's the membership card that you're dealt. And you don't really want it, to say the least.
Right.
Because you just don't know what you're in for with chemo. And that's a good part of what the Women of Hope helped me with, is explaining things and terminologies and what the different drugs do, which the oncologist had done. But the one thing I would say, if you've been diagnosed or whatever, is do not Google anything. Because
freak yourself out.
Yeah. It's horror stories, half-truths, or it's just false.
So this luncheon is the annual fundraiser, really.
Right. And so, it's $35 a ticket. And they only do it once a year, but...
Where do people get tickets?
They go online, because it's going to be sold out.
Okay.
It's called thewomenofhope.org.
Thewomenofhope.org.
Yeah, and there's, it's easy. There's just a little tab. And you can donate to it, too, if you can't go.
Right.
I mean, it is... In the you know, it'll be during your lunch hour if you can take it from 11:30 to 12:30.
Now, tell us about Carol Golson, the lady who's going to speak at the luncheon.
She is one of the organizers of everything, and she's a breast cancer survivor as well, and she's got such a testimony. So it's going to be a really... And she can be really funny, too.
Yeah.
So, but she's a great lady. And all of us, you know, you can, family, friends, you know, it doesn't have to be a survivor who even go to the meetings, the support group meetings.
Well, and it's very easy because, I mean, I've been through it watching my mother go through brain cancer, that you can feel like you're the only person in the world going through this.
Yeah, you really can.
Whether it's you directly with the disease or you're a family member or friend. And that's not true at all.
No. Feeling. They swarm around you like angry bees.
In a good way.
Oh, though. Yeah, in a good way. They are, I mean, literally, they're at your house.
Yeah.
Like, within the week, I was diagnosed and, you know, I felt a little lump under my left arm that was about the size of an English pea.
Hmm.
And then 6 weeks later, it was about the size of a walnut. So go to the doctor, and he's like, well, anything growing that aggressively, let's just cut it out. So when I went to the next doctor, she was like, no, let's do a mammogram. And if I see something else, I'll do another mammogram. And the girl came back and said, she wants to do another mammogram. So let me do another one, and we'll take that back. And if she still sees something, we're going to do an ultrasound. And so she came back and wanted the ultrasound. And then she came back again and said, we're taking you in the other room because we need to biopsy this.
Mm.
So 3 days later, you get the call saying, Jenny, can you step outside? I was like, oh, yeah. Oh. So I cried for a little while, and that was over with. So got that done. And then a month later, had my first treatment. And once I get the plan of action, you just do what the doctors tell you to do. And that's it.
And now we're nearly 3 years later.
Yeah.
No sign.
She's still mean as a snake, though.
Yeah, just ask my husband. Only it's for a good cause if I get mean.
Yeah.
I am not mean as a snake.
That's just Jack messing with us.
Because you know how much I love your husband.
Oh, I know.
He is a great guy. And he and my brother died of cancer. They were big buddies.
Yeah,
big
I know.
Buddies.
And, well, talk about people who don't get a lot of accolades, and they don't usually want them anyway, but they can go, is the caregivers.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
When I lost all 10 fingernails, and they're proud flesh, they're bloody, they're infected, and they slowly just rot off. And so you can't tuck anything in your pockets, you can't reach in your purse, because...
Yeah,
you don't realize how much you touch your fingernails.
Right.
You know,
there's a reason we have them.
I know, right? I lost four toenails too, so I was wearing flip flops forever.
And this is from the chemo.
Yeah. And so I'd sit on the side of the tub, and Rad would slowly take, because I couldn't stand. You can't.
Yeah,
the horribleness. He would put Neosporin on them and bandage each one so I could sleep. You know,
I've heard doctors say the worst thing you can put on wound is Neosporin.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
just
it wasn't going to help anything. It was just going to keep the infection from going into my bloodstream.
Right.
So, but
well, I know about that.
I know, right? Yeah.
And there's just so many things, because people have heard, like, you know, heard about cancer, obviously, and breast cancer in particular, but they don't realize when you get the diagnosis all the little things you don't expect that end up piling up, and it becomes just almost insurmountable. But
that's
why you need support. Why you need people to help you through it.
Well, right. And I didn't realize. Like, when I couldn't walk across the parking lot anymore, what is that other than chemo? I had no red blood cells. It had killed all my red blood cells, so let's go get a blood transfusion that took 6 hours. But it helped just like that, and then it killed white blood cells twice, so I got a staph infection twice,
I
had to go in and get an antibiotic treatment through my port. It lasted 5 hours, and I had to do it 5 days in a row, and I was allergic to it. So I'm covered in...
Did you have a pick line?
Blisters. I had a port.
Oh, a port.
Yeah.
Right.
They took it out, though, so that's really
that's good.
But, I mean, those are scars from the blisters from the vancomycin.
Ooh, that stuff's rough.
It is. But it was the only one that would kill my certain type of staph.
Yeah.
Well, and here's the thing. People don't just want, and you can speak to this, people don't just want sympathy when they're in a tough situation. They'd like to be able to talk to people who've actually been through it themselves.
Women of hope.
There
I know.
It
it's right. It's like calling Carol Golson or Patty Barnes. What is up with this?
Right.
You know, why am I feeling this? Or, you know, because the Neulasta shot, which they need to be sued for false advertising. It might cause a little bone pain.
A little, yeah.
Yeah, you can actually feel your bones expanding to release white and red and platelets and all that.
Oh,
so.
God.
Well, this is why Women of Hope is such a godsend.
Yeah, they're right there for you. I mean, make a phone call and Women of Hope. Or thewomenofhope.org, and you can get your $35 ticket.
Yeah, and this luncheon will be a week from today.
Right.
Next Monday, October the 7th. Doors open at 11:30. And again, folks, you need to buy the tickets. 11. Yeah. Doors open at 11. Luncheon starts at 11:30.
Yes.
Okay. And you need to get tickets beforehand. So again,
definitely.
Go
yeah.
to thewomenofhope.org.
I doubt there will be any at the door.
Right.
I mean, they really do sell out. Lots of people don't even know about them, but I try to get out there on y'all show and other shows too to put it out there on Facebook. And
this will be at Embassy Suites.
Embassy Suites on Tallapoosa.
Okay.
Yay.
Well, Jenny, it's really good seeing you.
It's good to see you guys, too. I really appreciate you letting me come in. There's some people who wouldn't let me come in.
Well, we're not surprised.
Anyway.
You, regards to Rad.
Thank you. He was wonderful. I was finishing up. He would bandage them every night so I could sleep, but he would also go and sit through every treatment with me. He'd flirt with the nurses, though.
And smoke, but other than
that. Oh, right. Yeah, no. He hates cigarettes, and so do I. So, no.
Well, Jenny, anyway, thank you. It's great seeing you.
It's good to see y'all.
You look great.
Know it, it'll be that 5-year point
thank
before you.
You
know it.
So. Yeah. 3 years on December 9th. Yay, that's the date of my mastectomy. We didn't even want to talk about reconstruction, but that's another,
for another day.
Beast that they lock you
oh,
through.
Oh, you took
too.
The R out. I thought it was breast. You're saying it's a beast.
It's a real breast. Yeah, right.
Well,
thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
I appreciate y'all, too.
Folks,
thanks.
We'll be back. More news and views with Joey Clark, Jack Campbell. After this, you want to call in? 272-9228.
And maybe even manage to raise your conscious level while you're striving to find the right road. There's one thing you should
know. News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-through window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Tomorrow, it's an all-new Fox Tuesday with The Resident and Empire on their new night.
To the Empire!
First on The Resident, the hospital's brilliant new doctor wants to perform the mother of all surgeries.
This is a brutal procedure.
Regardless of the outcome, we're heroes.
Then, Empire's stunning final season heats up.
When you build an empire, everyone has a reason for killing you.
Tomorrow on Fox 20.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
What Do You Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back into News and Views.
When I look out my window.
News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell.
How's everybody?
Well, I'm doing all right, Jack. I'm doing all right. I hope everybody is, too.
Who? Everybody?
Everybody.
Everybody.
But this part of the program, folks, a place where everybody goes, and everybody should go, Jenkins Tire and Automotive on 38 East Jefferson Street. Folks don't know exactly where that is off the top of their head. Think of, like, Alley Station. Downtown in front of, like, you know, that street goes in front of the Riverwalk Stadium, the new Bishop Parker building that's now a hotel. Just a couple blocks from that to, like I said, it'd be east, will be East Jefferson Street.
Right.
Right there where Jenkins is. Great location if you work downtown.
And it's one way running east.
Yes, exactly. And if you, they already have folks that work downtown who go there because it's so convenient. And if you, you know, want to go in early to Jenkins and get your car fixed, they have a shuttle service that can take you to work just fine whether or not you work downtown. But I highly recommend anybody working in the downtown area stop by Jenkins Tire and Automotive. I love their motto. They say, we always deliver and we always exceed customer expectations. A little secret about Jenkins, Jack. They actually do a lot of their business with commercial vehicles, so like fleets of vehicles for other businesses, which means they have the best equipment around in order to service the professional vehicles. It means the everyday driver, this is the place you want to go. You should be thinking Jenkins. They can, well, do the best thing for peace of mind is your monthly checklist. You go in monthly, they'll check you out and just have a running account of where your car is. But they can do air conditioning repairs, air filters, batteries, everything essentially to do with tires, balancing, installation, repair, rotation. They also, you know, do belts and hoses, brake repair, cooling system repair. They do everything over there at Jenkins. And again, because they serve a lot of commercial fleets, they have some of the best equipment in the business in Montgomery. Any type of make or model of car, all brand name tires like Toyo, Bridgestone, Firestone, Goodyear, Michelin, Kelly, and Dunlop. Just be thinking Jenkins, folks. Make an appointment on their website today, JenkinsTireAndAuto.com, or give them a call. Tell Mike Jenkins, Joey, and Jack from News and Views on News Talk sent you. 265-0792 is their number. Again, 265-0792 for Jenkins Tire and Automotive. Next time you need a car repair, say to yourself, I'm thinking Jenkins. So, Jack, where to go, where to go?
Well, I guess we didn't talk about this, and we're not a sports show, but it would be fair to mention that both Alabama and Auburn are having great years so far. Yeah. Alabama's defense, a little suspect, but other than that...
And Auburn, other than the turnovers, or just almost turnovers, Auburn looked amazing against Mississippi State.
I think they're exceeding expectations, and then Alabama jumps Clemson to become number one.
That makes sense.
Not to me.
It does to me because I think Clemson has very much underperformed.
No.
I'll do credit to Mac Brown and North Carolina, but I think Clemson hasn't looked as dominant as the number one team should look.
Well, you know, I still hate Alabama being number one because you put so much pressure on you. I mean,
right.
They stayed number one all year last year, every single week until they lost the game to Clemson. But, you know, that's what the voting pollster people, they picked Alabama. They didn't, of course, they by no stretch got a majority, a big chunk of the votes. I think they got like 28 first place votes, but anyway.
Yeah.
They got a lot to prove.
Oh, yeah, a lot to prove, and we'll see where it goes. I'm the type of Auburn fan, and I know other Auburn fans don't like this, but I'm the type of Auburn fan that wants Alabama undefeated going into the Iron Bowl.
Sure, it makes you look better if you win.
Yeah, it's just so much sweeter when you ruin their year. Now, what's happened in past years is Alabama loses that game. They don't go to the SEC championship, but because they only have one loss on their record, they end up in the playoff anyway. So, I don't know. I'm wondering, though.
Bitter party of one.
It's always been talked about. Is there ever a possibility of an Iron Bowl rematch in the playoff? I don't know if I want that. I'm just saying, it could have been possible. A few years back, if Auburn had won the SEC championship game, it probably would have been a rematch.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know how I feel about
two
that.
Western Division teams.
If they're both that dominant, say both go into the Iron Bowl undefeated, one barely beats the other. There's a good case to be made if the team that wins the Iron Bowl then wins the SEC.
Well, Mac Brown took a lot of guts going for two.
Yeah, I like that call.
Well, I do too, because you go for one, you go into overtime, it's very, very hot outside. Your people are worn out. Is it, you know?
Well, you could win the game right there.
Right.
And they almost did. I mean, it was a good play call. They just didn't make it. And that, it happens. It happens. So, college football, it's fun. I'm excited. In other sporting news about the... I was watching Fox and Friends this morning, and they had Kofi Kingston, the WWE champion, out there, because WWE is now going live on Friday nights on Fox. So that's some cross-promotion going on there, but I won't bore people with more wrestling talk other than the wrestling war is on. Competition is good. I believe commercial competition is great for any business. It makes everybody better and up their game. But political competition, I don't know how well it does for anybody, people involved in the competition or the people watching at home. Case in point, and you might have noticed that I came into a Season of the Witch. Why did I do that, Jack? Because I have a clip here pulled up. Now, I mentioned this last week at your... You sort of encouraged me and pushed me into a rant last week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I like the influence you have on me right now.
Because I don't believe a word you just said.
No, I don't like
So I caused you to rant?
Yeah, you're the one who was sitting there poking and prodding, going, talk about Hillary Clinton, Joey. Talk about Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. And, you know, I can't stand her. I just can't even get started on her.
Well, she still hasn't shut her big yapper. In fact, Quasimodo came down
from
the bell
tower. Well, you
know,
had she conceded defeat, like most like normal, gentlemanly...
Like Al Gore did in 2000, that contentious election.
Yeah. But no, she wouldn't do it.
Right.
She wouldn't do it. So she really has never realized that she lost.
Well, and she's out today talking on CBS News Sunday Morning about Donald Trump.
1998, as Hillary Rodham Clinton,
you lived through an impeachment as First Lady in the Clinton administration. What is your view today on Donald Trump's prospects for impeachment?
Given this latest revelation, which is such a blatant effort to use his presidential position to advance his personal and political interests, there should be an impeachment inquiry opened. And I don't care who you're for in the Democratic primary or whether you're a Republican, when the President of the United States, who has taken an oath to protect and defend the Constitution, and by that, defend the American people and their interests, uses his position to, in effect, extort a foreign government for his own political purposes, I think that is very much what the founders worried about in high crimes and misdemeanors.
Well, what could happen?
That's Jane Pauley interviewing her.
Mm-hmm.
Was this 60 Minutes or something?
Did they coordinate haircuts or something?
I don't know. I always kind of like Jane Pauley.
No, this is CBS's Sunday news show. It's not Face the Nation.
But that is Jane Pauley.
Yeah, I believe so. And this is the thing the Democrats keep saying. It was extortion. It was extortion.
How?
Right. If you read the transcript, though, I don't see any extortion. And even the Ukrainian President Zelensky's like, nobody push. I didn't feel pushed. No pushing.
But money was not withheld, nor was money threatened to be withheld.
Right.
Do you still have that Biden clip? Play that and just listen to the difference in what Trump said to the president about, you know, how about looking into this?
And this is actual extortion.
I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here, and I think it was, 6 hours? I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid at the time.
Who was friendly to our cause.
And that someone who's solid at the time is, by the way, who the news media is running with to say the Biden said nothing wrong. Lutsenko. Yeah. Like, oh, no, I looked, it is not my jurisdiction. I didn't see if Hunter Biden or Joe Biden made any broke any Ukrainian law. I don't want to talk about it, though. Like, all these interviews they keep posting, that's the guy who's going to exonerate Joe Biden, the good guy, the good prosecutor Biden essentially had put in place?
Yeah, I mean...
Give me a break.
And saying, you're not going to get your $1 billion?
Right.
I'm out of here in 6 hours, and if he isn't fired, you're not getting your money?
But now, essentially, this is a common trend. Democrats are just going to accuse Donald Trump and the Republicans of doing what they're doing. And it's an interesting tactic. I mean, it might work. It's like essentially blame somebody for what you continually do. And I don't understand, though, the love affair with Hillary Clinton. I really don't. Like, all these puff piece, wonderful interviews, I just do not. I guess some people like her. She got a lot of votes. She has her supporters. But it's just, at the end of the day, I don't understand why people, what they find so attractive about her, politically speaking.
Well, unless they're, you know, because she's controversial, unless, you know, they get a reaction from people, sure, both positive and negative.
Yeah.
But she's a has-been.
Right.
You know, she's a has-been who did not make her case as to why she should be president. She was defeated, lost states that should never have been lost.
Right.
And yet they prop her up and keep giving her these interviews and seeking her opinion on things about Trump, when people really, you know, she had her chance. She could have beaten Donald Trump and she wouldn't be in this situation.
Right.
But well, she ran a wretched campaign and she lost fair and square, but they're still giving her airtime.
Well, and it's almost like if they can get Donald Trump on a scandal, that it somehow vindicates Hillary's legacy.
Yeah.
And that's why I think she keeps speaking up.
And the only reason John McCain did not fade into oblivion is because he was very critical of people in his own party. And that's the only... You never heard Mitt Romney being interviewed after he lost.
Well, and at least McCain and Romney are still in the Senate. Or McCain was in the Senate at the time.
Well, Romney should not be in the Senate. And all those people in Utah turned his ass out in a few years. He just got elected, but he needs
to go. I think you're
just
biased against Mormons.
No, I'm not.
You're not?
Some of my best friends are Mormons. I don't know of any Mormons. But I'll just
I don't
say,
either. I'm just messing.
It doesn't have anything to do with that.
Yeah. Let's see if this is on line 1-272-9228. News Talk. You're on the air. Who's this?
It's Bill.
Hey, Bill. How you doing?
I'm great. So I really wish Jane Pauley had asked Ms. Clinton if the laws apply more to a president than to a Secretary of State. Because did she not make the Plutonium One deal? Did she not benefit from that, and her husband?
Well, I'm sure they did.
Yeah, and her defense is it went through a review from 7 different agencies that I didn't run, blah, blah, blah. But well, this is the thing, and this is the same thing with this whistleblower report. It's a good lesson. When you're going to engage in corruption, and a lot of Democrats have done it well, I'm sure Republicans have too, you go through official channels. You use corrupt, you achieve corrupt ends with very much, you know, on the up and up means. It's like this whistleblower went through the process by the book, even if they had to change the rules in the book to include and allow hearsay. Same thing with Hillary. Oh, we went through the review process. It's where, like, talking about state politics, when they had all these new ethics laws put in place, it's like, yeah, you can do all that, but really there will still be corruption. People just do corruption by the book.
But don't you think when people hear that the rules was changed to include hearsay, don't you think that taints the whistleblower's report?
In my mind,
well, you do, and I do, and Joey does, but that's it. I mean, this whole thing was changed. This whole thing was contrived. The whole thing.
Oh, it was choreographed.
Yeah.
It was. Yeah. They connected the dots and waited for something to happen. But the whole thing And it's going to be interesting to see what the blowback on the Democrats are, because I saw a thing on the internet, I think it was Saturday evening, and this has actually driven Trump's credibility and his approval rating higher.
Yes, it has.
Well, they are going to find out in the final analysis that this stupid, orchestrated, as you said, whole impeachment deal is going to totally backfire on them. Totally backfire on them.
Well, you know, a few years ago, actually a couple of decades, I guess, the Republican Party actually allowed a Republican to be impeached, Nixon. And since then, we've had at least three Democratic presidents that should have been impeached, and the Democrats would not allow it to happen. So if the Republicans allow this to happen to Trump, then it's all on them. But it's amazing to me that his approval rating has gone up in the last 2 weeks since they've been talking about this. That tends to make me think that the general public are not buying. I mean, they see that this was choreographed, it was scripted, and it was all set up to embarrass Trump.
Well, and Bill, I think what's happening is it's making Republicans who are happy to kind of sit on the fence and criticize the president consolidate with everybody else in the Republican Party, because they realize what impeachment does, what this inquiry will do, is make people pick a side. And I think that's why the president's numbers have gone up, is a lot of fence-sitting Republicans and people on the right, some independent voters that lean right, are going, well, okay, you're making my choice easy for me.
Well, I'll be the first to say I don't agree with everything he does.
Right.
But when you look at the results of it, what can you say? You know, he's got his way. The thing that concerns me, too, is I guess you know that today is the last day of this quarter. It's going to be very interesting to see what numbers come out for this quarter, because I believe that most of the markets are at their peak. It's going to be hard for them to continue to go up. But it's going to be interesting to see how the numbers come out.
Yes.
Because I think factory orders are going to go up. I think home sales are going to go up. It's going to be kind of iffy to see what the other big markets do. But, you know, we've so saturated. But would you rather have the economy we got now or the economy we had 8 years ago?
Well, the question answers itself. Of course, now.
Yeah,
but
so it's
Bill. We got to
be interrupted.
But I appreciate the call,
have
man.
Have a good day.
You too. Well, Jack, we got to hit another break here. 272-9228. If you want to join the show, like Bill, and look at this headline in front of us, Jack.
Cindy McCain. See that? Yeah.
We'll get into that. What Cindy McCain has to say about Trump's grand old party. Be right back.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by LeQuire and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyleQuire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyleQuire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
The Capital City Club invites you to the first ever Fur Ball. Enjoy a night dressed to the nines as you celebrate and support canines, felines, and all our furry friends. Along with scrumptious food and breathtaking views, enjoy a silent auction and a live art auction like no other. The twist? Hidden paw prints. This event is open to the public with a portion of the proceeds going to the Montgomery Humane Society. Get your tickets at classic.als.net/Capital City Club Montgomery and join us for the Fur Ball, November 2nd at the Capital City Club.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Apple's new iPhone 11 is much more popular than expected. J.P. Morgan is now predicting Apple stock will rise to $265. The stock promptly rose 1.5% after the prediction. Analysts have boosted their forecast for iPhone sales for the rest of the year. Forever 21 has filed for bankruptcy reorganization. Andy Puzder, former CKE Restaurant CEO, says Forever 21 was not able to boost its online business or make itself special enough to bring people into stores.
You go into a TJ Maxx or Marshalls, you're shopping for values, you're shopping this shoe versus that, this blouse versus that. You can't really do that online. With Forever 21, what they offered, you can do most of it online.
It plans to close 350 stores, 178 in the U.S. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
The IRS has the power to take your property, garnish your wages, and even send you to jail for back taxes and unfiled tax returns. Don't wait for the IRS to kick in your door. Call KICK IRS today. At KICK IRS, we protect you from bank levies, wage garnishments, and asset seizures, no matter how much you owe. KICK IRS will resolve your tax debt and kick the IRS out of your life once and for all. Call KICK IRS right now at 866-KICK-IRS. That's 866-KICK-IRS. Or visit us on the web at kickirs.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi everybody. Our incredible string of record high temperatures will continue as the drought grows worse. Today, blazing heat with a high in the upper 90s to near 100. Today's record is 97, goes back to 1904. Still dry, tonight's low 73. Tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, highs in the upper 90s. It's quite likely that record highs will be tied or broken each day, and still no rain expected. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to Noon. I'm Joey Clark.
I'm Jack Campbell.
And Jack, look at this here. It's almost like, you know, as politics, the churn of it, the back and forth, the fights every two, every 4 years, that politics and parties within politics change. And now, Cindy McCain, carrying on John McCain's legacy. Here's the headline.
Trump's GOP, quote, not the party my husband and I belong to. No kidding.
Belonged in the past tense.
But also, isn't that the point? Isn't that the point? That a lot of people didn't like John McCain's Republican Party. Because John McCain, you know, he's the maverick. Which by maverick, it means he would, you know, be a rhino. Also, John McCain's Republican Party lost to Barack Obama's Democratic Party.
Right.
So, I don't want to sit here and belittle John McCain. I did get tired, and I think this is what Trump meant and people understood. How did you feel when you first heard that? I only like war heroes. I like war heroes who aren't captured. I think what
I
Trump
was pretty horrified when he said it.
I understood what he meant. That for years now, John McCain was immune to all sorts of criticism because he's a war hero.
Right.
And I don't like that stuff. He's completely, criticism is allowed of all sorts of heroes as long as it's worthwhile criticism. And so to use that card, like all sorts of other untouchable cards people will throw out there in order to keep, it's like this, you know, Greta Thunberg chick who was at the UN last week.
How dare you?
You can't criticize her. She's only 15 or 16 years old. Wait. She's talking about a serious issue. Can we not criticize the issue? I'm not criticizing Greta in her person.
I am.
Oh, go ahead.
I criticize her. She didn't know what the hell she's talking about.
How dare you?
Yeah, it's fine there, Greta.
Yeah, but I'm glad the Republican Party has changed. And also, at least in Trump's Republican Party, there's a seat at the table for some libertarians. Now, this is interesting. We don't talk about it a lot on these airwaves. I think there is a fight within Trump's GOP over the future of the Republican Party and what it really stands for at its core. Right now, it is surrounded and I think galvanized around President Trump. But going forward, what is it going to stand for? It's essentially an argument between more free market types, libertarian Ronald Reagan types, and more nationalist, the government should do more to help people with all sorts of given issues types. And I think both sides have patriots, both sides have people that love the country. It's more an argument over the role and size and scope of government. And I think it's a good argument to have. I'm, of course, more the libertarian type. But we had to. It was past due that Republicans stopped using the mantle of Reagan, the same playbook Reagan used in the 80s. Not because the playbook was bad. It was a darn good playbook. It won a lot of elections. I think the Intelligent Contract with America that Fox is running a documentary series on with Newt Gingrich was effective.
It was great.
First time in 40 years, right, the Republicans took over the Congress. I think that was very effective. But I think times have changed. We're now 25 years removed from the Contract with America. 25 years.
But there was a battle in 1980, really kind of going back to 76.
Right.
For the soul of the Republican Party. You had Gerald Ford, basically a hand-picked successor to Richard Nixon, who was never elected. He was elected to Congress. I think he was minority leader at one time of the Republican Party in Congress. But he'd never run for national office before, except for Congress. And you had Ronald Reagan charging from the right, and it was back then a big battle over the Panama Canal.
And wasn't it H.W. Bush who actually was one of the first people to say voodoo economics?
Yeah.
Yeah, that came from Republicans.
Yeah, it did. He said it during the 1980 campaign, which was Reagan versus Bush. And then I think John Anderson, who ran, I think is an independent, but I think John Anderson was a Republican, and he was running in the primaries. But Reagan fairly and squarely beat George H.W. Bush. And then Reagan was big enough man to pick him to be his running mate.
It was a smart move, too.
Yeah, it was. And there was a battle between the country club scotch-drinking Republicans, to which George H.W. belonged, and the auto mechanic beer-drinking folks that Reagan appealed to. And it was a battle for the soul of the party.
And that battle's, I think, been recast anew. Trump is in a way, he straddles both of the parts of the party, that he has the nationalist, you know, greatness rhetoric, but he also has what I would describe as libertarian or realist, like, foreign policy leanings and different ideas about the economy. And there's really, I think, a true fight going forward. I'm, of course, more in the libertarian camp. I think the best way to solve a lot of our problems in politics, including the way we talk to one another, all this division, is to decentralize the issue a great deal.
Trump is one of the most most unique,
yes,
people to ever run for the presidency, in the sense that he's a gazillionaire who appeals to people who are in the, you know, in the same category he is, which is uber rich, and they like his economic policies. But then you got just a plain old everyday American who likes the fact that he's putting the country before everything else.
Well, and everyday Americans, you know, I know this is a shocker to a lot of the intelligentsia, a lot of the media, and a lot of brilliant people out there. But you know what? There are Americans out there who like money. They like wealth.
Right.
And they like being a little gaudy with it, too. They like how ridiculous Trump can seem. Like the one picture of him in an all-white suit, no shoes on, sitting in a swan throne. Great stuff. It's funny. People like that sort of gaudiness. And they appreciate that Trump isn't trying to go to the opera and be this hoity-toity, you know, intelligent man. No, he's just being Trump.
And he'll scarf down a Big Mac and, you know.
For all his money, he still kind of talks like an everyday guy. And this is, I wrote this right after he called this station. He sounds like a talk radio caller. I think a big part of why Donald Trump was elected, because conservatives learn their information, conservatives talk and connect with one another through things like this format, like talk radio. It's much, I think, looser than, say, writing in the newspaper, certainly much more free form than any sort of long-winded essay in the New Yorker or New York Times Review or whatever.
Yeah.
And I think it's something where that, if you want to hear the division between the two parties, I think it's that. But, I mean, if you go listen to, say, public radio compared to what we do, there's a clear cultural difference. And I'm not saying one's better than the other. I prefer where we're at, though. And I think it's effective in a way that often people in the intelligent, the smart set, whatever they want to call themselves, they don't understand. The people can talk like Donald Trump talks, and the everyman who maybe isn't like out there reading the latest books and the latest recipes and fashions, still a very smart person, all these entrepreneurs that come from humble beginnings. And I think it's a blind spot the left has, and it's why, we mentioned earlier, Hillary Clinton lost places like Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Minnesota. Like, she ignored them. And I think they're taking...
No, she took them for granted.
Yeah, they're taking the white working class, the hard-hat Democrats, for granted. And I think this over-the-top impeachment inquiry is going to lead them back to the same place. But we'll see. We'll see who the party's nominee for the Democrats is. But here, we got to hit a break. Getting a little too poetic, waxing poetic about the future of Republicans. I like that stuff. I think those policies matter. But right now, it is Trump's party, and no, John McCain wouldn't fit in today's Republican Party.
He have audio of her?
No. But that's what Cindy McCain said today. And, you know, rest in peace, John. And I mean that seriously, but good riddance. I'm glad it's no longer John McCain.
I totally agree with that.
Amen. Well, we'll be right back, folks. News and views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, 272-9228 if you want to call.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
Keep your office securely connected. Plus, get a reliable guest Wi-Fi network. Right now, bundle whole business Wi-Fi to your WOW business internet service and save $10. Get seamless coverage and the ability to support hundreds of devices so you can conduct business without interruption. Raise your expectations with WOW whole business Wi-Fi. Visit wowforbusiness.com. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Of Hope, an organization of Montgomery women embracing and nurturing hope of prevention and eradication of breast cancer, invite you to their signature luncheon Monday, October 7th at 11:30 at the Embassy Suites Hotel on Tallapoosa Street in Montgomery. Enjoy lunch and an inspiring Voices and Visions of Hope message by breast cancer survivor and Women of Hope member Carol Golson. For more information or to get your tax-deductible tickets, visit thewomenofhope.org or call 220-4599.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell. Calling numbers 272-9228. Now, we just mentioned some of the Fishers in the Republican Party that I think Donald Trump is keeping the Republican.
Fishers as in P-H-I-P-H.
Or like fissures in the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, like an earthquake. And Trump's holding it together with strength, you know. Yeah. But there are definitely fault lines in the Democratic Party. And I'm wondering, when is it all going to break down? Right now, they're all playing nice. Elizabeth Warren ran and hid when she was asked about Joe Biden's extortion scheme in Ukraine on behalf of his son to get this prosecutor Shokin fired. But I'm wondering, as Elizabeth Warren continues to rise, will we see Bernie Sanders go after Elizabeth Warren? I'm interested in what that's going to look like. Because Bernie's become more radical. See what he tweeted near the end of last week, Jack?
No, I did not.
Billionaires should not exist.
Okay.
Oh, good God, Bernie. So, but millionaires that write books about how billionaires shouldn't exist should exist.
Right.
Like you, Bernie. Billionaires shouldn't exist. Give me a break, you dope.